感谢主给我今天能够站在弟兄姊妹面前。
I thank the Lord that I can be standing here before brothers and sisters today.
这次得到新冠，感谢主是轻微的 ，mild。
This time I had COVID, but thank the Lord that the symptoms were mild.
谢谢主的保守，也谢谢许多弟兄姊妹为我的祷告。
Thank the protection of the Lord and also the prayers of brothers and sisters.
照着我们所定的 guideline, 我今天能够来聚会。
But according to the guidelines we have set, I'm able to come to the meeting today.
我自己想一想，我这一生好像没被隔离过。
And I was thinking, in my life, I don't think I've been quarantined before.
So 我这次隔离，我有点感觉在坐牢。
And so this time when I was quarantined, I had a feeling it's kind of like I was in prison.
一天三次有人送饭来。
And three times a day, someone would bring food down to me.
我就是开门拿饭就把自己又关进房子里。
I would only open my door to receive the food, and I would close myself in the room again.
我儿子在室外替我照了一个照片。
And my son took a picture of me from the outside.
好像坐在一个铁窗里面。
It looked like I was sitting inside a steel window.
但我在那里想哈，这个保罗写了他的监狱书信。
But I thought when Paul wrote his prison letters.
我这个算是蛮多自由的，虽然关在房间里，但是还是可以走动。
And though I was in my room, I still had quite a lot of freedom.
当保罗真正失去自由的时候
，But when Paul truly lost his freedom，
那是他是连这个走动都没有了。
That he，
有别人想讲道是不是？所以啊，对我来讲，一个隔离哈、啊。也是体会一下保罗在坐牢这太小的一点的学习了。
And so this quarantine just allowed me to understand just a little what Paul was going through, and it is such a small learning in comparison.
我最近一直的负担哈，那是要跟弟兄姊妹交通到信心的生活。
My recent burden I want to share with brothers and sisters is to live a life by faith.
能够天天过一个生活是主在掌权的生活。
To daily live a life that the Lord is in control.
能够认定神是。
And to acknowledge that He is.
因为我们能够认识他是，这会打开我们认识神的大门。
Because when we know that He is, this will open the door to experience God's power.
这也会打开我们对很多属灵的事的明白。
And this will open the door to us understanding these spiritual things.
但是啊，过信心的生活不容易。
But to live a life by faith is not easy.
你要知道，我们很多看事情都是从我们自己出发。
Because we need to see that many things we look at, it starts from ourselves.
我们对事情的评价都是世界的评价。
And how we evaluate things, we evaluate according to the world standard.
不容易过信心的生活。
It's very hard for us to live a life by faith.
我们很容易就没信心。
Very quickly we lose our faith.
因为我们用眼见。
Because we depend on our sight.
或者我们靠着我们过去所认识所学的方法传统来评断一些事情。
Or we use our previous knowledge or traditions to evaluate these things.
要过信心生活真不容易。
It is so difficult to live a life by faith.
你看门徒们跟耶稣在船上。
When the disciples were with Jesus on the boat.
他们应该最平安的时候
This should have been the time when they were most at peace.
因为耶稣在船上
Because Jesus is on the boat.
所以我们跟小朋友唱的有主在我船上我就不怕风浪
And we sing with the little kids, Jesus is on my boat, I won't fear the storm.
因为没有风浪嘛
Because there is no storm.
但风浪一来呢
But once the storm comes,
就能够显出我们真知道有主在我船上，我不怕风浪吗
？It reveals your true condition. Do you really believe that Jesus is on your boat? You don't need to fear the storm.
门徒一看到也没见过这么大的风浪，所以他们都是渔夫啊。他说：“主啊，我们丧命。”
Though the disciples were fishermen, they had never experienced such a great storm, and they told the Lord that we were going to lose our lives.
主耶稣怎么说？主耶稣说：“你们这小信的人。”
And our Lord's response is, Oh, you have little faith.
活着就是没有信的人。
In other words, they don't have faith.
所以我们发现门徒跟耶稣这么靠近，我要有信心不容易啊。
And so we see that even though the Lord was so close to the disciples, it's not easy to have faith.
有一个父亲带着一个儿子被哑巴鬼附在他身上。
And there is a father who brought his son who had a mute spirit in him.
他来见耶稣。耶稣说你若能信在信的人凡事都能。
And Jesus told him, as long as you can believe, all things are possible to those who believe.
这个爸爸怎么说，他说我信但我信不足，求主帮助。
And the father responded that, I believe, help my unbelief.
英文Help my unbelief. 我们虽然中文写说我们信不够，基本上就是不信。
And basically, this just means that he cannot believe.
你要知道，信不来。
And so he can't believe.
我愿意信的。
I'm willing to believe.
但我信不来。
But I can't believe.
但他这里有个好处，他求主帮助。
But here, there's a good thing. He said, Lord, help me.
求主帮他。
And so the Lord helped him.
你看扫罗王哈，这个撒母耳跟他讲，等七天，我到了，我会献祭的。
We look at King Saul. Samuel told him that wait 7 days and then I will go and offer the sacrifice.
你要知道扫罗这个人本身就是一个好人。
You need to know that Saul is a good person.
这圣经告诉我们说他是一个属肉体的好人。
But the Bible tells us he's a fleshly good man.
这他是一个好人。
He is a good man.
他能够等到第七天啊。
He could wait until the seventh day.
敌军在面前，自己的军兵一个个回家了。
And while his enemy was in front of him and all his soldiers were going home.
在我们来看不错的了。
From our view, he's pretty good.
他等了 90% 的时间。
He waited 90% of the time.
但在神来讲不行啊。
But to God, this is not acceptable.
最后用自己的方法献祭。
And he used his own ways to offer the sacrifice.
献祭完撒母耳就到了。
And once he finished offering the sacrifice, Samuel appeared.
因为他没办法凭信相信主在这，神在这里。
Because he could not live by faith and have faith that God is here.
他这一个自己动手失去他的王位。
And because he did this thing from his own hand, he lost the throne.
弟兄姊妹过信心生活不容易。
Brothers and sisters, it is difficult to live a life by faith.
不要认为我们都比他们好。
We can't think that we are better than these people.
环境一来就把我们显出来。
Because once the circumstances come, it reveals our true condition.
如果对我们所信的主没有真实的认识，过不了信心的生活的。
If we don't have true understanding of our Lord, we cannot live a life of faith.
我们要能够相信，必须认定他有绝对的主权。
We need to believe that he has all the authority.
环境在圣灵的管制安排里面。
And everything is in the control, in the hand of the Holy Spirit.
不管环境遇到是好跟坏，他绝对在圣灵的手中。
No matter if the circumstance we encounter is good or bad, it is definitely in the hand of the Lord.
要相信主永远不会错。
You need to believe that the Lord is never wrong.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们真的要操练。
So brothers and sisters, we have to exercise.
风平浪静的时候，容易说我在过信心生活。
That when the waves are calm and there's no storm, it is easy to say we live a life of faith.
但那不见得是一个信心的生活。
But that may not actually be.
只是等到风浪来的时候，才知道我真认识我所信的那一位。
It's only when the storm comes that it tests. Do you really believe in the one you know?
信心是一切属灵的事的根基啊。
Because faith is the foundation of all spiritual things.
我们要对属灵的事能够进一步的认识，信心必须是稳固的。
If we want to have a deeper understanding of spiritual things, we must have a strong foundation in faith.
我们能够信得过主，我们就能够顺服，也能够有启示。
And if we can have faith in the Lord, then we will be able to obey Him and understand these things.
我过去几次跟弟兄姊妹交通到圣经说，因着信，神的仆人们、神的儿女怎么做事情的。
And I've shared previously how by faith, God's children and God's servants, how they live.
因着信而有的行动。
And these are by actions by faith.
我也跟弟兄姊妹提过，因着信，他们就如此说话。
And I shared with brothers and how by faith they spoke their words.
你知道我们讲话，我们如果是真的相信我所讲的，我们讲的话就有力了。
If we truly believe the words that we are speaking, then our words will have power.
我们的讲话是肯定的。说圣经里面说主耶稣讲话是什么？带着权柄。
And our words will have assurance. That is why the Bible says our Lord Jesus spoke his words with authority.
我们如果真的信得过，我们讲的话是带着权柄的。
Do we believe that the words we speak, then they will carry authority?
我今天愿意继续有点交通哈，我们要来操练运用信心的生活的。
I want to further share with brothers and sisters how we can live by faith and use this faith in our lives.
我们读几段的圣经。
Let us read a few Bible verses.
诗篇二十五篇。
Psalm 25.
第二、第三节。
Verse 2 and 3.
我的神啊，我素来倚靠你，求你不要叫我羞愧，不要叫我的仇敌向我夸胜。凡等候你的必不羞愧，唯有那无故行奸诈的必要羞愧。
Oh my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause.
诗篇十六篇第四节。
Psalm chapter 16 verse 4.
以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦比加增。我们只读上面这一句就够。
Their sorrow shall be multiplied who hasten after another God.
马太福音六章三十三节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
我想我常常读这一节啊。六章三十三节，你们要先求他的果和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
这几节圣经很简单。
These few verses are very simple.
我们如果能够牢牢地抓住，去用，去经历的话，
If we can hold on to these words and experience these words,
对我们是有非常大的帮助的。
This will be of great help to us.
诗篇二十五篇里面说，倚靠神，必不羞愧。
Psalm 25 says that if you let no one who waits on you be ashamed.
要他这个依靠哈，如果他是依靠等候，我们真的能够经历说我不羞愧吗？
And can we really experience that we won't be ashamed?
什么叫做不羞愧？我想要的我得了吗？
What does it mean to not be ashamed? It means that you gain what you want.
并且在我要的时间里面我得到啊。
And you gained it in the time you wanted.
但是如果没有呢？
But what if you don't get it?
我会不会觉得我羞愧了？
Will you feel like you are ashamed?
我们要认定一切都在神的手中。
But we need to know one thing, that everything is in God's hand.
当我们等不了的时候，我们就自己动手。
And so when we can no longer wait, then we start to use our own hands.
当我们自己动手的时候，那没办法就说用这句话了，等候耶和华的必不羞愧。
And when we start to do things our own way, we can no longer wait, then we can't say these words, let no one who waits on you be ashamed.
因为我们等不了。
Because we are unable to wait.
我们动手了，所以他另外一节说，我以别的代替耶和华的。我们是不是常常用别的代替神呢？
And so because we use our own hands, we can't wait. And the other verse in Psalm 16 is that their sorrow shall be multiplied who hasten after another God.
我们很多的愁苦啊。
We have many sorrows.
因为我们等不了，我们以别的代替神。
Because we are unable to wait, and we have replaced God with something else.
他另外一段他说，先求他的果和他的义。
And then the other verse it says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
什么叫做他的果？
What is the kingdom of God?
就是寻求他是掌权的。
It is to...seek that he has the authority.
如果我们天天能够寻求他的果，你就天天告诉我自己，我的神在掌权。
If daily you are seeking first the kingdom of God, then that means that daily you are saying that my God is in control. He is reigning.
什么叫做寻求他的义呢？
What does it mean to seek his righteousness?
乃是说我要知道他什么是他看为对的。
It means that I care and I want to know what he sees as right.
我要的是他的旨意。
What I want is his will.
如果我只要我要的，我为什么要寻求他的意呢？
If I just want what I want, why do I need to seek his
righteousness? 我会寻求他的意，但是我真正要他的旨意的。
I seek his righteousness because I want to know his will.
我常常想到这个所罗门当神在梦中跟他讲你要什么我都给你。
I often think about Solomon when in his dream God told him, whatever you want, I will give it to you.
他第一个想到说我怎么治理这么多的百姓。
The first thing he thought of was, how can I rule over all these people?
我觉得如果是扫罗做王的给我一个宫殿给我多少财富对吧这个这想都是想自己。
And I think if it were Saul, he would only be thinking about himself. Give me this great palace, give me all these people.
但所罗门一做王，一个主在梦中对他讲话的时候，那是最真诚、真情的流露。他就想到说，主啊，我怎么治理这堆人呢？说求你给我智慧。
But when God revealed to Solomon in his dream, this was Solomon's true condition and his true thoughts, and he wanted to know how he could rule and govern over all these people.
你知道这件事情啊，圣经告诉我们说，让主的心快乐，让神的心快乐。
And we see that this gave God's heart joy.
你什么都可以求，你都不求，你只求智慧。来治理我的百姓。
That you could have asked for anything, but you asked for wisdom to govern over my people.
所以神怎么这样讲？他说你没求的，我不只给你，还加给你。
And what God's response is, what you didn't ask for, I will give to you, and I will give to you even more abundantly.
主说你先求我的果与我的义，这些都会加给你，不只给你，还加给你的。
And this is what God has told us, that seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you, not only given to you, but even added more to you.
今天我们最大的难题是我们都只想我们自己。
Our greatest difficulty today is that we only think about ourselves.
我们全从我们自己出发。
Everything starts from ourselves.
我们甚少是从他出发的。
Very little comes from him.
我们很少想到他要什么。
Very infrequently we think,
我们也很少真认识他是谁。
And we have very little understanding of who he is.
这成为我们很大的问题。
And this becomes a great problem in our lives.
我们很难的以他的事为念。
And it is hard for us to set our mind on his thing.
以他的目的为念。
And to set our mind on his purpose.
我们都以自己的事为念。
Because we are set our mind on our own things.
这个很难过信心的生活。
It's very hard to live a life of faith.
有事情来我们就有自己一套方法来解决。
Because once things come, we deal with them with our own method.
所以啊，这三节圣经很简单。
These three verses are very easy.
我感谢主在我很年轻的时候弟兄们就把这三节圣经给了我。
I thank the Lord that when I was very young, brothers had given me these verses.
从年轻的时候其实那时候还在读书。
When I was young and I was still studying.
这几节圣经能够一直引导我今天走了他们三四十年的时间。
These verses could help lead me and guide me for these 30-40 years.
我们的主，我的主从来没失败过。
Because my Lord, my God has never failed.
当然他不失败，我就是说在我的身上他从来没失败过。
Of course, we know he never failed, but also in my life, he has never failed me.
我想提四个点。
To bring up 4 points.
是我们今天怎么来过信心的生活。
For how to live a life of faith.
我们翻到圣经马可福音第九章。
Let us turn to Mark chapter 9.
马可福音第九章第二十三节。
Mark chapter 9 verse 23.
耶稣对他说，你若能信，在信的人凡事都能。
Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes.
这就基本上就是说你能信你就能够见到。
And what this is saying is, if you believe, you see it.
或者说如果你顺服你就明白。
Or if you obey, then you understand.
你知道彼得走在水面上，主耶稣说走过来，他真的走了。
We see when Peter walked on water that when the Lord said walk, he walked.
对吧？ 你试试看走在水面上。
You try walking on water.
主没叫你走啊，你走我走不了，你沉下去。
The Lord did not tell you to walk, so if you try it, you will just sink.
但主耶稣说走过来，他就走在水面上。
But the Lord told him walk, and he walked.
以色列人过红海，神对摩西说，把杖伸到红海去，水会分开的。
When the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, God told Moses to stretch his rod over the Red Sea.
我在想我们这里有几个人会伸出去啊。
How many of you would stretch out your rod?
不要你举手。这个我们可能举在里面不相信。
Maybe we will do it and stretch out the rod, but then we don't believe with it.
我里面不相信，我举了那个杖出去没用的水还是 不会有事的那个红海。
Because if we don't believe in our hearts, then even if we do the action of stretching out the rod, then it still won't have any effect.
但摩西是相信的。
But Moses had faith.
既然神说要我举，我就举。
Since God told me to do it, I'll do it.
一举水就开始分开。
And once,
一个大东风来就开始把它分开。
And once he reached out his rod, then God sent a wind and parted the Red Sea.
当以色列人要过约旦河。
When the Israelites are going to cross the Jordan,
神说祭司抬月柜先出去。
God told the Levites who are priests who are carrying the ark to first step into the water.
你知道我们这个叫什么？你先让水开始退，我才走出去。
And our thinking is, Lord, first let the waters to recede, then we will step.
这个水冻得我的抬月柜已经很不小心了。这个抬月柜在底部抬很不稳的。
And so you might think it's unreasonable, Lord, the ark is already so heavy that we're carrying it. It's unstable. Now you want us to walk into the rushing water of the river.
但这些祭司还是顺服地走出去了。
But these priests obeyed and they walked out.
还不是一碰到水就停，他还真的走出去了。
And it's not just when they touch the water, they had to walk out into the water.
他们真的走到某个地方，他站定了，水就开始停。
And once they reached a certain point, they stood there and the waters receded.
你知道我们要因着顺，我们先顺服才能够看见。
And so we need to live by first obeying, then understanding.
我们通常是要先看见我才听。
Often is we must first see it, and then we will.
我们要先看见 it works, 所以我才顺服的。
That we first see that it works, then we obey.
但是神的原则不是。
But God's principle is not.
我们先顺服。而看到神怎么做事。
That we first obey, then we will see how God works.
你知道我们今天藏了很多次事情在我们身上，我们充满了抱怨。
There are many things in our lives that happen to us. We're full of complaints.
我们充满了苦毒。
We're full of bitterness.
我们觉得这我们的神根本就不爱我。
And we think our God does not love us.
你知道我可你们可能听过我讲过这个故事的。
Perhaps you've heard me share this story before.
过去有个姊妹。他这个下巴是歪的。
There was a sister who had a crooked jaw.
女生啊就爱漂亮。
And as a woman, she cared about her appearance.
当然整天戴着口罩就看不到了。
Of course, you're wearing mask, can't see it.
但下巴是歪的。
But her jaw was crooked.
她说我一直长大，我是一个非常苦毒的人。
And so when she was growing up, she was full of bitterness.
不要跟我讲神爱我。
She didn't want to hear that God.
神能够照别人都照得好好，把我照个下巴是歪的。
God could create everyone else to be made perfect, but He made me with a crooked chin.
有一次遇到一个年长弟兄，他又去诉苦。
And one time she met an elder brother.
他又在吐苦水，里面
苦。And she was again complaining to him.
他说你讲这些，我就不觉得主爱我。
And she said, you said all these things, but I still don't believe that God loves me.
这弟兄告诉他，你可以从今天开始接受主的主权在你身上。
And our brother asked her, can you accept God's authority in your life?
他那天可能曾做的事情，他那天愿意接受，就是我生下来就是一个歪下巴的人。
And that day she was able to accept that from the day she was born with a crooked chin.
她真的接受。
And she accepted.
说他里面的苦毒不见了。
And so the bitterness in her was gone.
这个不是自己告诉自己不要苦毒，不要再恨人，不要怎么样。No, 不要再恨神，乃是我真的苦毒不见了。
It wasn't that she was just telling herself to calm down and not be bitter, but that actually her bitterness was gone.
一年后，这位弟兄又来讲道了。
And 1 year later, she met this brother again.
这个弟兄，他又去找这个弟兄。
She went to go find this brother.
他说我是一年前跟你谈过话的那个姊妹。
And she said, I am the sister who talked with you a year ago.
这个弟兄说我根本就不认识你啊，这个因为样子变了嘛。
And our brother said that I cannot recognize you because your look has changed.
他说我就是那个歪下巴的那个姊妹。
And she said, I was the sister who had the crooked chin.
但是我们弟兄一直看着他，你下巴没有歪啊。
But our brother looked at her, your chin is no longer crooked.
并且非常美
and it was beautiful.
她就讲她的故事
and then she shared her testimony.
她说去年跟你见面之后半年后我遇到一个车祸
She said last year after I met you, 6 months later, I got in a car crash.
我什么事情都没受伤就是下巴掉了
And nothing was hurt except I had an injury to my chin.
那可能她撞上去还是什么反正整个下巴掉了
Maybe she hit something, but she had an injury in her chin.
去见医生哈，医生说你要我照以前摆上去是歪的呢，还是我现在可以帮你调正摆上去
？And when she met the doctor asked her, "We can either put your chin back in the original crooked position, or we can make it straight."
她说那就摆正嘛，对吧
？And she said, "Why don't we make it straight?"
哎，如果神早就跟你讲，我有方法解决你的歪下巴。
If God already told you, I give you a method, I give you a way to fix your crooked chin.
Yeah, 因为我是神，有办法，就是你会撞车。
Because I'm God, all things are possible with me. So
那次撞车就是把你下巴撞掉。
And that car crash will knock off.
你认为你怎么过活啊？
How would you live your life?
不管你自己开车坐别人的车。
Whether you are driving yourself or you're sitting in someone else's,
整天调整你的下巴对着哪里要撞。
You would probably be aiming your chin, waiting for the car accident.
你说这种日子怎么过？
How could you live your life this way?
对吧？说神没有神就说你先把苦毒摆下来。
God does not tell us this. God just says, first lay down your bitterness.
我们顺服就能够看到神的作为。
When we obey,And submit, then we can see
神为什么不在他苦读的时候给他撞个下巴下来他就快乐了
Why didn't God give her this car crash and fix her when she was still in her bitterness?
因为他不会学到功课
Because she would not have learned the lesson
他不会看到他这个苦读永远不会过
And her bitterness would never
因为下次一个难题来他又是同样的苦读
Because the next time a difficulty comes she would have the same bitterness
那只要神不解决他的问题他苦读是一辈子下去
And as long as God did not deal with her problem she would have bitterness her whole life
说神每一件事情我们要看到神的主权在这里
So in everything we need to see God's authority and power
在这里安排所有的环境
The Holy Spirit has arranged all these circumstances
第二个我们来读几段圣经路加福音第六章第三十八节
Second, let's look at a few Bible verses Luke chapter 6 verse 38
第六章第三十八节你们要给人必有给你们的并且用十足的升斗连摇带按上尖下流的倒在你们怀里因为你们用什么量器量给人也必用什么量器量给你们
Luke 6:38 Give and it will be given to you good measure pressed down shaken together and running over will be put into your bosom for with the same measure that you use it will be measured back to you
马拉基书第三章第十节
Malachi chapter 3 verse 10
万军之耶和华说你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库使我家有粮以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户倾福于你们甚至无处可容
Bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house and try me now in this says the Lord of hosts if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it
箴言 三章第九第四节。
Proverbs 3:9-10. Proverbs 3:9-10.
你要以财物和一切的出熟的土产尊荣耶和华，这样你的仓房必充满有余，你的酒榨有新酒盈溢。
Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine.
这里第二个原则是什么？有给的，先给的就得了。
What is the second principle here? That we first give, then we will receive.
所以他这里说有给人的就有给你的。
And that's why it says here that if you give others, then it will be given to you.
你要先愿意给，神给你。
You must first be willing to give, then God will give to you.
我们是什么呢？我有余的我才给你啊。
And what is our reaction? We want to give the extra that we have.
我不够了我怎么会给你呢？
If I don't have enough, why would I give to you?
但是神在这里一个原则说我先给神就过更多的给你。
But God's principle here is you first give, then God will give even more to you.
所以你看这里每一段话哈，他说你愿心给的话，他说神有上尖下流的就是倒给你。
And so we see here in each of these passages that God says that if you first give, then God will give to you, He'll pour out for you such blessings.
马拉基书里面说什么？这旧约最后一卷书啊，他说我敞开天上的窗户，全倒给你。
In Malachi, it says, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessings.
愿意你给。
God just wants you to give.
箴言说，只要你尊荣，把出产尊荣耶和华，神就给你仓房是满的。
And in Proverbs, God says that if you honor the Lord with your possessions and give the first fruits, then your barns will be filled with plenty.
你知道神这个原则哈，你为什么你会先给？因为我信得过我的主。
And why is this God's principle? It's because if you can first give, this means that you believe.
你要过信心的生活，你是先给的。
To live a life of faith, you first give.
但是我们今天很多时候是我们先有了，我才敢给。
But for us, as we want to first have, then we dare to give.
你说怎么过信心的生活？
How can you live a life of faith this way?
根本过不了。
You can't.
对吧？听了多少的道都没用，因为就是做不到。
No matter how many messages you heard, it can't happen because you can't do it.
但是你看圣经的原则都是我们先给，你就发现神给。
Well, the principle in the Bible is that you first give, then God will give to you.
你不可以试探了神了，我给了一块了，你给我了吗？
And you can't tempt the Lord, test the Lord. Lord, I give a dollar.
你没有给我多一点的话，我才下次不会给一百块呢。
And if you don't give me some right now, the next time I won't give $100.
这种试探神不会给你见到任何事的。
With this type of tempting, that God won't do anything for you.
我记得尼托森弟兄有一次要出去讲道。
Remember Brother Washington Nee, one time had to go, preach the God.
他这个没有多少钱在袋子里了。
And he did not have much money in his pocket.
但是他迎面来了一个弟兄，他里面有具有感动，这个弟兄需要钱。
And then there was a brother who met him and he had a feeling that I need to give this brother money.
神也把那个价目告诉他给他。
And God even told him the amount, give it to him.
他就跟神说我给了这个钱我没办法再出去了，我没钱买船票什么都没钱了。
And then our brother told the Lord, if I give this brother the money, then I'll have no more money remaining to buy the
fare. 顺服圣灵的感动就把钱给了弟兄。
But he obeyed the leading of the Holy Spirit and he gave away his money to another brother.
那他就祷告了，他说那前面的路我怎么去呢？我现在绝对不够钱。
And then he told the Lord, how can I go forward? I don't have enough money right now.
根本就不够钱买船票了。
I don't have enough to buy the fare for the ship.
没想到去到码头，这个船是被官方这个已经整个租用了。
And then when he reached the port, he found that the ship was completely used.
So by the officer.
It was completely used by the officer.
但是船上的人说，我们有一个位置，反正就一个位置，很便宜的，你就顺道把你带过去。
And they said, we have one more spot remaining, and very cheaply we'll give it to you. And you
他就发现他还有剩钱。
And he just had a little money left over.
我要记得这个带的身啊，弟兄和他这个有一次走过，他又神又感动他要给一个人的钱。
And I remember also story of Brother Hudson Taylor that when he was walking by someone, God moved him to give him the money.
他那时候心中的挣扎，他说我只有一个 大银子哈，如果有一些 penny， 我就给他一些 penny。我一大银子一给，我就啥都没了。
And he said that at the he only had like one big pound, and he just had some few pennies. He could have given that away.
神就说把那个 big pound 就给他。
And he said, give him that pound.
挣扎，他那时候很年轻，挣扎里面很挣扎。
He was young, he struggled.
但他也是顺服。
And but then he still obeyed.
他就给了。
And he gave.
他说我给了之后就很轻松了，我神你要我给我就给了，我岂能轻松。
And once he gave, he was at ease. And he said, Lord, you asked me to do it, so I gave it.
第二天啊，他收到有人给他钱。
And the next day he received a letter, others gave him money.
给了他十倍的。
Gave him 10 times.
他说这个投资值得。
And he said, this investment is worth it.
我给一回来是十。
That I gave one and I received tenfold.
弟兄姊妹，先给，你就有得到的。
Brothers and sisters, first give, then you will gain.
这个我们需要去操练。
And this is something that we need to exercise.
今天我们说要奉献金钱啊，我们都非常，我们买东西不见得这么计较，奉献金钱就很计较。
And so today we say we see it's so difficult to offer tithe. We see that buying things we are not struggling so much, but when we have to offer this tithe, why do we struggle so much?
也对我们来讲，这个有时候我们帮助朋友还可以，要我们奉献给主，这是真的不容易的事。
It may even be easier for us to help our friends, but to offer this tithe to the Lord is so difficult for us.
你会发现，只要我们不愿意给。我们在很多的事情上面，这个钱也是不见的。
You will find that if you're unwilling to give, your money will be lost in other ways.
我曾经经历过，我不愿意给的时候，房子里面什么东西都坏了。
I had experienced that when I was unwilling to give, that all sorts of things are breaking in my house.
结果这些钱全部去修房子去了。
And I used the money to fix these things in my house.
还不担保以后不坏呢。
And there's no guarantee that it won't break in the future.
我读了一个故事哈，有个姊妹在中国。
The story of sister in China.
那时候教会很需要，好多亩地 ，many acres of land， 所以就看她愿不愿意给教会用。
And the church had a need, and she had many acres of land. Now it was whether or not she would give this land to the church.
不愿意。
She was unwilling.
因为她在赚钱。
Because she was making money off this land.
但是后来政权改变。
But when the governing party changed.
他逃到香港了。
She fled to Hong Kong.
他全部所有的某的地都没掉。
All her land was lost.
所以我读他的那个见证，我才懂一个什么叫做哀哭切齿。
When I read her testimony, then I understood what it means to be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
他到了香港，他说：“我如果给一点，我在神那里就存了一点货。我现在什么都没给，我什么都没有。”后悔的不得了啊，哀哭切齿。
She said that if she were able to give a little bit, then at least it would have been counted for her by the Lord. But since she did not give anything, she was weeping and gnashing of teeth.
主给我们机会的，但是我们没抓住机会。
The Lord gives us opportunity, but we don't grab hold of it.
因为我们的心思，我们各方面就是说我们不愿意。
Because our mind, our thoughts, we are unwilling to give.
圣经是写说有给的就有给你的。
The Bible has told us that you give, it will be given to you.
那只是读的。
That's what we read.
真的事情来了我给吗我。
But when circumstances really happen to you, do you give?
我们很多 reasoning 就出来了。
And then we give so many reasons.
我们就给不了。
We are unable to give.
但最后神还是给我们学，就好像给我们姊妹学的，你什么都没有。
And just like the Lord gave this experience to our sister, He'll give this experience to us that you have nothing.
第三个
Third,
加拉太马太福音第二十章
Matthew chapter 20.
马太福音第二十章第二十六节马太福音第二十章第二十六节好吧二十六二十七只是在你们中间不可这样你们中间谁愿为大就必做你们的用人谁愿为首就不做你们的仆人
Matthew chapter 20 verse 26 and 27 Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave.
彼得前书第五章。
First Peter chapter 5.
第五节下半句到第六节。
Hebrews chapter 5, the latter part of verse 5 to verse 6.
因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。说你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。
God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time.
神有一个原则，先降才升的。
God has a principle that you first humble yourself, then you will be exalted.
我们是绝对不降的了。
But by our nature we will not humble.
我只有升。
We only exalt.
对吧？我们只要一直往上爬，一直升。
We just want to go higher and higher.
哪有降的？
Why would we lower ourselves?
因为我们公司过去曾经一段时间说，我们不裁员，全部减薪。
And in the past, my company said that we won't lay anyone off, but we will reduce your salary.
愿意吗？
Are you willing?
对吧？那个时候发现每一家公司都在裁员，说哇，他们减薪，忍痛都减薪了。
And they see all other companies are laying off employees, so they grit their teeth and have the reduced
salary. 如果不是被逼上梁山的话，我们没有一个人会要降的。
Unless we are forced to the point, none of us want to humble and lower.
降卑是非常难的事。
It's very hard for us to humble ourselves.
这个地上的教导、训练都是怎么做一个成功的人。
All the teachings of this world as for how can we be successful.
怎么能够成为领袖
How we can be a leader.
这个社会不会教你怎么来降卑的。
This world, the society will not teach you how to humble yourself.
说圣经说这个世界都握在那恶者就是魔鬼的手下。
And that's why the Bible tells us that this world is in the hand of the enemy, which is
魔鬼是什么？
Who is Satan?
他是天使长，非常美丽。
He is the archangel, he was so beautiful.
说他说我要与至上者同等。
And so he wanted to be as great as God.
So 他一直要往上爬。
And so he wanted to go higher and higher.
So 全世界握在他的掌握中，每个人也是要往上爬。
Since the whole world is in his hands, everyone also wants to keep going higher and exalting themselves.
你要降下来是难得不得了。
It's so hard for you to lower yourself and humble yourself.
但是我们发现主耶稣是怎么样的。
Well, we see what is our Lord Jesus.
腓立比书第二章给我们看到说主是神创造者。
Philippians 2 shows us that God is the creator.
他来到地上他降下来为人。
But he humbled himself and became a man.
他一直降。
He humbled himself lower and lower.
结果被人钉在十字架上。
To the point that he was nailed on the cross.
但是他胜过掌死权的魔鬼。神就把他升到最高。
When he overcame the power of death, power of Satan, then God exalted him and lifted him up.
我读圣经里面哈，能够跟耶稣这个走法比较像的就是约瑟。
And in the Bible, one person I can see similar to this is Joseph.
他是他爸最爱的儿子。
Joseph was his father's most beloved son.
你知道，如果没经过他被卖掉的经历的话，这个儿子都被毁了。
If he did not experience being sold to slavery, then his son would be lost.
It's a spoiled son.
He would be spoiled.
因为他只知道什么叫做享福，什么都 do my way, 都做照我的意思做。
Because he only knew how to do things his own way.
但是我们发现在约瑟的身上，神一直让他降。
But we see in Joseph's life, God allowed him to go lower and
lower. 他从父亲最爱的儿子成为奴隶。
From his father's most beloved son, he became a slave.
结果成为囚犯。
And then from a slave, he became a prisoner.
看不到可以离开的情况。
And he saw no way he could get out of this
condition. 但是在神的主权里面，有一天，他升作埃及的宰相。
But in God's almighty power, he was exalted to become the prime minister, the governor of all of Egypt.
你看见约瑟在这个难处中，他没有怎么样在抱怨。
And so we see that Joseph never complained during this time.
他都接受神的主权在他身上。
He accepted God's power and authority in his life.
说神虽然环境很难，但看到说神与他同在。
Although circumstances were difficult, he saw that God was with him.
说到神的时间到了，东西一变就把它提高了。
And so when in God's time, in His when the condition was right, that God exalted him on.
只有经过这个降的过程，再升高才不会骄傲。
Only by having first being humbled and lowered, would he when he is exalted, he would not be proud.
没经过降下来的过程。就升上去，这个人绝对骄傲。
If you do not go experience the process of humble and lower yourself, when you are exalted, you will be very proud.
说神怎么说？神阻挡骄傲的。
So that's why God here, God resists the proud.
其实约瑟也骄傲过，爸爸给他彩衣，什么都是最好的。
Of course, we know Joseph was proud at one point that his father gave him the tunic of many colors, and he was so proud.
说他如果没有降的话，这个人没用。
But if he did not experience these humbling and lowering experience, then this person will be useless.
说第三个点，我们过信心生活，我们能够降得了，就能够看得见主怎么把我们升上去的。
And so the third principle is that we must first be able to humble ourselves, and then when we are exalted, we can see how the Lord has worked.
第四个。
The fourth point.
约翰福音第十二章
John chapter
12. 约翰福音第十二章第二十四节
John chapter 12 verse 24.
我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒，若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
Most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone, but if it dies, it produces much grain.
马太福音十六章二十四节
Matthew 16 verse 24.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
哥林多后书第四章
Second Corinthians chapter 4
第十到第十二节
Verse 10 to 12
身上常带着耶稣的死使耶稣的身也显明在我们身上因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地使耶稣的身在我们这必死的身上显明出来这样看来死在我们身上发动生却在你们身上发动
Always caring about the body the dying of the Lord Jesus that the life of Jesus also may be manifest in our body for we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh so then death is working in us but life in you
这个要讲到的就是先死以后才生
andHere, the principle is that you must die first, then you will be raised up.
这个死是讲到我这个己我愿意死或者我的魂愿意死的。
This means that you need to put to death yourself or your soul.
这个真是不容易的。
This is so difficult.
你的身体可以死还容易一点你的己要死。
It is even easier for your physical body to die, but for yourself to die is so difficult.
我们需要真正看到说我这个己不能成就什么事情。
And we need to see that ourself, our flesh, cannot accomplish anything.
你知道我们这个己有多硬吗?
Do we see how stubborn our flesh is?
说圣经耶稣说一粒麦子不落在地里死了。它就是一粒麦子硬得不得了可硬得不得了。
So the Lord tells us that if unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains alone. Because if you think about a seed, it's just this one thing and it's so hard.
除非它能够掉到地里面，经过阳光水分，终于把它的硬壳软掉打破了。
Only when it's put in the seed and it's nurtured with the soil and water does it break that hard shell.
能够结出籽粒来了。
And it can bear fruit.
我们这个人如果你真的今天说出，我希望你能够用我。
If today we truly tell our Lord, Lord, I want you to use me.
我们这个人必须能够被主打破的。
Then we must be broken by our Lord.
我们有几个人愿意被主打破的？
How many of us are willing to be broken by our Lord?
你知道我们切一个刀就算很小的伤痕都很痛。
We know that even if we have a small cut on ourselves, it hurts.
我们的主啊，说如果我们要被主用的话，必须被主开刀的。
And we know that if we want to be used by the Lord, we have to have these cuts in our lives.
我们有几个人经历过主开刀的经历？
How many of us have these experience of the Lord cutting our
我们没经过主的打破、拆毁，我们没办法知道什么叫生。
And if we have no experience of being broken or being torn down, we will have no experience of being built up.
我们道理可以知道。
We can know this knowledge.
我今天讲这四个点，道理都可以知道。
We can know and understand these four.
问题是我们不敢走进去。
But the problem is that we are too afraid to enter this.
因为这个一割破是会痛的。
Because once we experience this, it will hurt.
但是除非我们里面有一个强烈的心愿，说主，希望你能够用我。
But unless we have a strong desire that Lord, I want you to use me.
说主第一步要做的就是打破我们这个气啊。
So the first,
拆毁我们这个人。
So the first thing the Lord has to do to us is to break our flesh and to tear down ourselves.
他不是要真正毁掉我们，只有这样子啊，我们才知道怎么样啊，有主的生命在我们里面。真的有功用。
He does not want to do this to destroy us, but only through this way can we see how God can build us up and be used by Him.
在主耶稣的门徒里面，可能彼得是受主对付的最多。
Among the disciples, perhaps Peter was dealt with the most by the Lord.
当然，有些人都没怎么记载，我们不知道。
Of course, there are those that are not recorded.
但是记载的人里面，彼得被对付的是最多的。
Among the was recorded, Peter was dealt with.
因为彼得这个己太 outshining.
Because Peter's self was the most obvious.
因为他在你看登山变相的时候，哇，他们三个门徒在那里面，他一看到。他就讲话了，哎呦，在这里真好，一座我住三座棚，一座给你主，一个给摩西，一个给以利亚。
And we see on the Mount Transfiguration that Peter was there with two other disciples. That when he saw Jesus transfigured, he said, "It would be so good if we made a temple for Jesus and then also for Moses and also for Elijah."
你看，父神就立刻打断他。
And then we see that God immediately interrupted him.
什么人看不见，只见着耶稣了。
And then at that moment, they could not see anyone else.
你怎么可以跟摩西、以利亚跟我的儿子平摆的呢？
That how could you put Moses and Elijah at the same level as my son?
所以你发现吗？彼得眼光是耶稣比摩西、以利亚是平的。
And so we see that from Peter's view, he viewed Jesus, Moses, Elijah on the same level.
但父神说不是不同的。
But God's father was telling him, no, they are different.
我的儿子是超越这些人的，立刻把摩西、以利亚拿走。
My son far surpasses them and immediately took away Moses and Elijah.
你要当主耶稣跟门徒们说，我将要被害。这个他们要杀我，然后我三天后要复活。
And Jesus told his disciples that they will harm me, they will crucify me, and 3 days later I'll be resurrected.
彼得第一个反应是万不可如此，这事绝对临不到你。
And but Peter's response was, far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you.
你说彼得不是个好人吗？
Is Peter not a good person?
你听到这个话多安慰啊！
If you heard this, you'd be so comforted.
对吧？但主耶稣对彼得说：“撒旦离开我后面去吧。”
But our Lord's response to Peter is, "Satan, get behind me."
你是绊我脚的。
Because you cause them to stumble.
你就发现彼得的心思跟主的心思差太远了。
So we see that Peter's mind and the Lord's mind is so far apart.
彼得的心思就是人怎么看这个事情，跟神怎么看，完全是两码事。
Peter's mind is just how people will view this thing, but it's so different from how God views it.
神要得着彼得不容易啊。
It is very difficult for the Lord to gain Peter.
说终于有个环境 给彼得面对他三次否认主啊。
Peter eventually faced a situation where he denied the Lord three times.
没有一个人失败比彼得失败更严重。
No one had a greater failure than the failure of Peter.
因为他一直认为我是 the beloved disciple, 我是最主最爱的那个门徒，我现在掉的最糟糕的情况。
Because Peter always thought that he was the most beloved disciple of the Lord, and now he fell to the lowest point.
那神真的要毁掉他吗？
But did the Lord really want to destroy Peter? No.
到最后主还是要来挽回他的。
In the end, the Lord still wanted to restore Peter.
因为彼得终于稍稍认识到原来我是这样的人。
Because Peter just started to know a little bit.
我所有的出发点都是从我出发的。
All of the origin of all of his thoughts.
我都觉得我的想法是最对的。
He always thought his thoughts were the best.
我都觉得我的分析是最对的。
He always thought that what he wanted to do was the best.
我没想到终于我看到我自己原来我失败到这种地步其他门徒都没有、啊、
But when he truly saw himself he saw he failed to such a point that none of the other disciples failed
所以主耶稣来问他彼得你爱我吗 Do you love me?
And so the Lord asked Peter Do you love me?
你爱我比这些更多
Do you love me more than these?
你知道如果是以前的彼得说我当然爱你哦
The old Peter would say, of course I love you.
但是现在讲不出口啊。
But now Peter cannot say.
因为他这个是一个被打破的人。
Because he is someone who's been broken.
他讲不出这句话。
And he couldn't say these words.
他只能够对主说你知道我是爱你的。
All he could say is, Lord, you know that I love you.
我已经不敢这么肯定说我是爱你。
I cannot say so absolutely.
因为我三次否认过呢。
Three times I denied you.
但是在我问心的话我只能够主对你说你知道我是爱你的
But when you ask me all I can say is Lord you know that I love you
这是一个被打破的
This is someone who's been broken
我们再来看摩西
We look at Moses
我们知道摩西啊他在皇宫里面他已经不要这个世界上的享受
We know that when he was in the palace he already did not want the pleasures of this world
但是他认为我能够拯救我的同胞的
But he thought that he could deliver his people
说他用手打死埃及人。
So he used his own fist and killed an Egyptian.
在神眼中来看，你不能用。
In God's view, God cannot use him.
虽然你已经有点学习了。
Although you have some learning.
但你不能被我用。
But you cannot be used by me.
把他送到旷野去。
And he sent him off to the wilderness.
有时候如果我们来侍奉的话。
Sometimes when we serve,
我们会问主，我不是好好服侍你，干嘛把我送到旷野呢
？Lord, didn't I want to serve you? Why did you send me to the wilderness?
我打死埃及人不是对的吗
？Wasn't it right for me to kill that Egyptian?
为什么你就我做了一件我眼中看为对的事，你却把我送到旷野
？I did something that I thought was right in my eyes, yet you send me off to the wilderness.
我相信摩西在头几年里面苦读啊。
I believe that the first few years in the wilderness.
再过个二十年，里面灰心了。
And maybe after 20 years, he was despair.
一走就40年。
And then 40 years went by.
已经接受了，我就是看羊的。
And he had accepted by that point that I just am a keeper of sheep.
对吧？我就是一个牧羊人。
I'm just a shepherd.
以前学一大堆东西都没用的。
That all that I learned before is all useless now.
没想到40年80岁的时候神来找他。
He couldn't have imagined that 40 years later when he was 80 years old the Lord came to
你看摩西怎么跟神说哎呀我现在是个没用的人
What is Moses' reaction? Moses tells him I'm a useless
40年前来要我是可以
40 years ago if you were asking
或者20年前来找我也还行
Maybe even 20 years ago
现在找我是不行
But now it's too late
我现在是个老人
I'm an old person now
但神说我现在要找你
But now the Lord says, now I want to use you.
That's a surprise. 这个对他来讲就完全没想过的事。
It's a big surprise you can never have thought of.
但是只有在这个情况里面神才能够得着一个人能够带他的百姓出埃及。
For only in this circumstance could God find a person who can lead his people out of Egypt.
他宁可让他的百姓在埃及再受苦40年差不多一代还是两代的人。因为在等着摩西成熟起来。
He would rather have the people in his people in Egypt suffer for one to two more generations to wait for Moses to be raised up.
说先死后生就是对付我们打破我们这个结。
So you must first have death and then you will be risen.
但是你今天可以看到好多弟兄姊妹是保护这个气保护的非常好的。
But you see that today so many brothers and sisters protect their flesh and protect it very well.
绝对不让什么伤到我这个气的。
That I don't let anything touch or harm myself, my flesh.
所以在属灵的路上一直不能够突破的。
And so on the spiritual way, they can never break through.
因为我们不愿意被打破。
Because we are unable to be broken.
你看玛利亚要打破玉瓶，香膏才出来。
We see that Mary had to break the alabaster flask for the fragrant ointment to flow forth.
雅各这么诡诈自私的神必须打破他，雅各才能够变成以色列。
Jacob was so scheming, but God had to break him first so that he could become Israel.
他这个坏的己啊，必须被打破。
His bad self must be dealt with.
但是约伯呢，是好的己。
What about Job? This is good flesh.
他什么都能够受赏赐的是耶和华，收取的耶和华，他绝对不一口犯罪。
And we see that Job, that God is the one who gives, God is the one who takes away, and in all his words, he did not sin.
对约伯来讲，我哪里错了？
And for Job, he thought, where am I wrong?
但神借着他三个朋友来打破他。
But through Job's three friends, Job was broken down.
因为他太自义了。
Because he was too self-righteous.
所以弟兄姊妹，我今天用四个点来跟你们弟兄姊妹交通。
So brothers and sisters, today I use these four points to share with you.
我们能够先信后见的。
That you first believe, then see.
我们能够先给后得的。
First give, then you receive.
我们能够先降后生的。
First humble yourself, then you be exalted.
我们能够先死。后生的
First die, and then you'll be raised up.
我们要走信心的路，我们需要主给我们有路走的。
If we want to walk the way of faith, the Lord has given us a way.
只是看我们是否愿意如此走。
But it's up to us whether we are willing
to walk. 如果我们是要把自己保护得很好的话，
If we want to protect ourselves well,
有一天会像那个姊妹真正爱哭切齿。
One day we will be like the sister who didn't sell her land and
we'll be weeping and gnashing.
And we will have so much regret.
我有两句话或者两段话跟弟兄告诉弟兄姊妹。
There are two words or two phrases I want to share with
you. 我今天基本上来讲几一些的话是我年轻的时候对我影响非常大。
These are words that had great impact on me when I was young.
这句话我过去讲过的说神要成就在我身上一件事是关乎我的自然的成就或者超自然的成就在他所定的时间里面来完成最终使他得荣耀的
And this phrase is God will accomplish a task in meNaturally or supernaturally, in his timing, to bring glory to himself.
我记得我第一次听了这句话，这句话就打进我的心。
I remember the first time I heard this, it entered into my heart.
因为我们不要想要成就什么事。
Because we can't even think about accomplishing anything.
乃是神要成就一些事在我们这个人身上。
But it is God who wants to accomplish something in my life.
我愿意被神来成就一件事在我身上。
I'm willing to let God accomplish this thing in my life.
我要认识他，必须让神能够成就在我身上。
I need to know him so that he can accomplish this thing in my life.
所以这句话第一个 God will accomplish a task in me.
So first we see, it says God will accomplish a task in
me. 我们要他来 accomplish a task. 我们要让他做一件事。
We want him to accomplish something. We want him to work in us.
如果我们是愿意的话。
If we are willing.
他能够 naturally or supernaturally 他可以自然的也可以超自然的成就在我们身上
He can accomplish this work naturally or supernaturally
不要我们自己定要怎么样
We can't plan out how we
我们只是看一眼说神你怎么做
We just look to God and say God how do you want to do it
那下面最下面这句话蛮要命的。
And then the next
in his
harder
precise timing， 在他所定的时间，不是我定的。
In his timing, in his precise timing that he has planned, not my time.
我们都是 my time is the most important， 我的时间最重要。No, his precise timing， 他所指定的时间。
We always think that our time is the most important, but we see that's not the case. It is God's precise time.
你等得了吗？
Are you able to wait?
扫罗王等不了。
King Saul cannot wait.
我们等得了。
Can we wait?
我等得了他的 precise timing.
Can we wait for his precise timing?
当主成就的时候，目的不是成就我的事啊。
Once the Lord accomplishes his task, its purpose is not for me.
目的是他的荣耀。
The purpose is that He gets the glory.
你知道我们这个我们要搞清楚。
We have to make this very clear.
主要给我们完成一件事太简单了。
For God to accomplish a task is too easy.
我们要知道每件事的成就他的荣耀。
But we need to know that the purpose of all these things is for His glory.
这个的成就才有意思。
And then this accomplishment will have meaning.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹记住 这句话。
So I hope brothers and sisters can remember this phrase.
Now, God will accomplish a task in me, naturally or supernaturally, in His precise timing to bring glory to Himself. So, 记得神今天要做一件事在我身上，自然的、超自然的，在他最指定的时间里面，是他的荣耀的。
God will accomplish a task in me, naturally or supernaturally, in His precise timing to bring glory to Himself.
另外一个
the other phrase,
乃是关乎我的事情。
It's about things regarding me.
我们今天会来都是关乎我们自己的，不是你不会去祷告。
We often go to the Lord regarding our own things, otherwise we don't pray.
记得你每件事必须神开始的。
Things regarding our lives, we need to remember it begins with God.
神开始的。
God starts it.
中间过程神带领的。
And throughout the process, God is the one leading.
神成就的。
And God accomplishes
it. 我们没有什么的，我们只把事情摆在主那里。
We can't do anything. We just bring it before the Lord.
说什么叫做神开始？
What does it mean that God starts?
他的旨意
His will
你知道我们所有的事情都能够跟他旨意连上的
Can everything be connected to His will
说、so, 开始是他的旨意
Starts is His will
神带领的过程是他的能力
And in the process it is His power
这件事的结束是神的荣耀
And the result of this is His glory
我们总要记得都是神的荣耀
We need to remember everything is about
不要以为是我们得什么
Do not think that we gain anything
给我们得到是 byproduct
Whatever we gain is just a byproduct
主要的是他的荣耀
The main thing is that He gets the glory
我们今天找工作
Today we are looking for a job
我们今天找对象结婚
We are looking for a spouse
我们为了身份居留的问题
We have issues with our visa and staying in America
我们能够说主必须是你的旨意
We must say God it is your will
只要是你的旨意我就服了
And Lord as long as it is your will
我要看到的是你开始的
Lord what I need to see is that you begin it
只要你开始整个过程是你带的
As long as you started the whole process you are leading
是你的能力在带着我走
It's your power that is leading us
到结束的时候没错我可能得到我要的但是你的荣耀
And in the end Indeed I gained what I wanted But you get all the glory
这整个过程 God can accomplish this to you In naturally or supernaturally In His precise timing And glory to Himself
And for all of this God accomplishes in you Naturally or supernaturally In His precise timing To bring glory to Himself
所以弟兄姊妹过信心生活是一切属灵的开关
Brothers and sisters living by faith is the key to opening our spiritual understanding
但是真的要去走信心的路没这么容易
But to actually walk the way of faith is not so easy
我们这几件事情我们过得了吗
If we're able to go through these things
我们要真的 起来开始操练这件事情。
We need to rise up and exercise these things.
因为只有这样子，我们眼睛被主打开了。
Because only this way will the Lord open.
因为我心底里面，我只要主的旨意。
Because in my heart, I only want God's will.
但如果心底里面只要我成功的。
But if all I care about is my.
我里面只要神成就我所要。
As long as God does what I want.
那你跟神的旨意完全错开了。
Then you are so far apart from God's will.
所以我们连长弟兄讲了一句话，他说一个属肉体的人是不会明白神的旨意的。
So our elder brother has shared with us that if someone lives according to the flesh, they have no part in God's
will. 因为他根本就没有要神的旨意。
Because they don't even care about God's
will. 他只要我的是成就照我的意思。
They only care that their own will.
照我所要的。
According to what they want.
所以他绝对不会遵行神的旨意。
They will not obey God's will.
当平安没事的时候，他好像在遵行。
When things are going smooth, it appears that he's following God.
但事情一来就显他根本没知道神的旨意，更谈不上遵行神的旨意。
But when things happen to this person, you see that they don't know God's will and they can't follow God's will.
我今天本来还要跟弟兄姊妹谈到心意更新的。
And I also want to, I was planning to share with brothers and sisters on renewing our minds.
因为心意的更新跟信心直接关系的。
Because renewing our mind is directly related to our faith.
可能下次再交通吧。
I will share it next time.
所以希望弟兄姊妹今天记住几个点。
So I hope brothers and sisters can keep and remember these few points.
我想最后跟弟兄姊妹唱那首短诗好吗？
And I want to share a short song with brothers and sisters.
这个我过去跟弟兄姊妹唱过，人生瞬间就消失了。
And I shared this before that this life will soon pass away.
我们不许在世间留空白。
We do not let ourselves live this life in vain.
我们握住机会来侍奉主。
We seize the time and serve him in truth.
什么意思？
What does this mean?
握住机会来认识他的旨意。
We seize the time to know his will.
侍奉主不是就是哇，我要做多少的侍奉。
Serving the Lord does not mean that we do all these works.
真正的侍奉就是来认识他的旨意。
True serving is knowing His will.
把所有拦阻我认识他旨意的主啊，都求你把它挪开。
And Lord, anything that is not according to Your will, please.
使我能够认识你的旨意。
That I can know Your will.
也只有这样子，能够得不着成果到永远。
Only this way can you have works that last to eternity.
那这个302第六首。
This is 302 number 6.
Yeah, 我们请谈一下，我们谈一次我们就唱。
Lord, we thank you.
你是用永远的爱爱我们。
You love us with your everlasting love.
你一直在呼唤我们，能够做一个真正一直回头的人。
You are calling us to be those who can turn back to you.
给我们知道 我们一生的环境都在你的手中。
Help us see that all our environment circumstances are in your hands.
所有发生的事都出于你的爱。
Everything that happens to us is because of your love.
主啊，让我们做一真的能够成为一个信而顺服的人。
May we be those who can trust and obey you.
你要做的在我们身上的工作能够做成。
May you accomplish the work you desire to accomplish.
使你得着该得的荣耀。
That you receive the glory you deserve.
纪念我们这里每一个人。
Remember every one of us here.
你快回来了。
You are returning soon.
在你回来之前。
That before you return,
我们都被你更多的得着。
We will be gained more by you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. 好，我们聚会都到这儿。
Our meeting will end here today.